A lot. I actually, at my parents' house, you know, we had a pretty decent sized backyard, and we had a bunch of trees in the back. So we actually, my mom and my brother helped me kind of rig up like a tarp area where I would, and then I'd have, you know, plexiglass, you know, kind of all over the backyard in different areas, and then shoot pucks for hours and hours. Me and my brother would play games. We had to sauce it to the other platform or whatever. So me and my brother spent a lot of time out there just shooting pucks for fun.
Was it just for fun, or did you see it as sort of a means to the end? Like, this could be my moneymaker, you know, my shot.
No, it was just for fun. It was, you know, we'd make little games. We'd play horse or whatever, pick a corner, kind of stuff like that. So he, you know, me and him had a lot of fun times out there.
So did it become something that you felt like this is one of my strengths?
Yeah, for sure. I think for me, I try to focus on everything. I try to, you know, it's not just always working on your shot. It's working on every little detail of your game. You know, because nowadays you have to do it all. You know, you have to be able to defend. You have to be able to pass when you have the chance to pass. You have to be able to shoot when you have the chance to shoot, and you know, try to work on it all.
Just a question about Dale. I mean, how did he help prepare you for these moments in your career?
He's just a wealth of knowledge. He went through so many experiences in his career and was able to pass on a lot of knowledge to me. And you know, every day there was some learning point, you know, that I was taught by him. Whether it was during a practice, whether it was doing video, whether it was you know, during a game, whatever it was, there was always teaching points that he'd relay on to me. And you know, he was a big mentor of mine.
Mark, to the game itself here tonight, what do you expect coming into this building for the first time in a long time?
We know it's going to be loud. We know it's going to be fun. We know, you know, there's going to be a lot of energy in the building. But, you know, for us, it's about hockey. It's about what we do on the ice, and it's not about the things we can't control.
Having played in Nashville, does that help coming into this one?
Yeah, you know, playing in any building. You know, Minnesota, you know, they were loud. Nashville is loud. Our building's loud. You know, we know Vegas' building's gonna be loud. So, every series you take new experiences, and you learn more and more about yourself and more about the team. And you know, it's gonna be another experience tonight.
Why is this team being so good at bouncing back?
I think it's just the character in this room. You know, we got so many guys that you know, care so much about this team, and you know, it's just the way we've been hardwired. You know, we've been learning. You know, we've dealt through adversity, you know, over the years, and this year, you know, went through adversity, and you know, we've always came back stronger. I think it's just a you know, a big you know, big kudos to Paul for, you know, what he's brought to this group and what he's done to prepare us, and then, you know, also with Wheels, you know, every day showing what it takes to win in this league.
I know Connor Hellebuck's talked in the past about, sometimes there's a feeling in this room like you come off a loss and you're almost extra motivated to kind of pay the guys back. How would you describe this team's attitude coming off of a loss?
Well, you never want to lose a game. At the end of the day, you know, you're gonna be mad and you're gonna be upset about something in a game that you lost. And you know, you wanna come back stronger. You have that hunger. You have that you know, motivation to want to do better. And you know, we need that again tonight.
Generate some speed against Vegas, I mean, whether it be coming through the neutral zone and
you know, a big one, not turning the puck over. You know, you always want to keep it moving forward. But yeah, we got a fast team. We want to keep that going. We want to you know, the biggest thing for us is just you know, keep it simple. You know, through the neutral zone, through the D zone, into the offensive zone. We don't want to complicate it too much. We want to just continue to you know, play a simple game.